FM 90.3 WJTL. That is the Alan Scott Band and their latest single here on WJTL, their iTunes single, Waymaker. You can find their music on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and other digital music platforms under Alan Scott. And we have the privilege of speaking with Alan Scott, the front man of the Alan Scott Band. And we're talking to him because of the band's involvement with the upcoming Born to Be Brave tour. And Alan Scott is with me right now. Now, I believe that he's en route to a Born to Be Brave event right now. Is that right, Alan?
Yeah, we're on the road to our first ever event. So we had rehearsals this week, and we've been just working hard for like probably the last 2 weeks. But this week, we've really been, you know, a lot of sleepless nights, making sure everything, including the Wheel of Destruction, is smashing things sufficiently. And so now we're in a van and we're headed a little bit south here.
Great. Well, I want to talk about the rehearsal process in just a minute. I'll tell everybody the Born to Be Brave tour, if you haven't heard, is a connection event for fathers or father figures and their 7 to 12-year-old sons. And it's coming to the Junction Center Landis Hall Saturday night at 6:30. So get your men, get those fathers and father figures and those 7 to 12-year-old boys to this event Saturday night at 6:30. It's going to be a night of adventure. And as Alan Scott just said, airborne projectiles and Wheel of Destruction, and of course digging into God's word with the same sort of fury. And it's going to be a connection event that really takes folks from being active fathers in their families to being strategic fathers. So you want to find out all the information about that, you can visit the Junction Center tab at WJTL.com. Ellen, talk to us about rehearsing for such things as the Wheel of Destruction.
Well, we first of all, we had to find a big space because this wheel, and it's just a funny story behind the wheel. We, you know, when we were developing the show, Bob, we were trying to figure out what to include in the show, and Bob came up with this term because he's like this marketing guy, advertising genius. So he's like the Wheel of Destruction. It just sounds manly. And every guy we would say Wheel of Destruction to, they would just get all excited. But the truth was, we had no idea what the Wheel of Destruction was, but it just sounded awesome. And so we put it in all the radio commercials and everything. And so then we actually had to figure out how to make a Wheel of Destruction. And so what it turned into was a probably $12,000 of truss, $3,000 of plexiglass, and this massive tire. And this thing is it's actually 14 feet tall. And,
oh my goodness!
And so we had to find a really big space to put this monstrosity in. But so rehearsals have been, you know, breaking lots of stuff, seeing what breaks well, trying to make sure we don't smash through the stage of whatever venue we're going to be at. We had to figure that out. And we're still hoping we have that figured out. We'll find out, I guess, on Saturday.
Yes.
But a lot of the rehearsals, too, we really want to be fostering an environment where a dad and a son can really connect together without feeling awkward. And so, you know, that's been a large part of what we're doing. We're trying to create those environments where they can connect together and where they can, you know, where there can not just be a surface level connection, but a deep connection in a way that seems very, very normal and natural and a spiritual connection. So that's kind of what we've been doing. We've been creating environments, and but also having a lot of fun shooting airborne projectiles and smashing things.
I love it. We're talking to Alan Scott, the Alan Scott Band. They'll be here Saturday night as part of the Born to Be Brave tour. You can follow Alan Scott at Alan Scott, right, on Facebook. That's what it is?
Yes, Alan Scott Music.
Alan Scott Music on Facebook, and find out all the details. Are you going to, you're probably going to post something after the first event, right? We get a little sneak peek before Saturday.
We are, man. We might post a sneak peek of the Wheel of Destruction. It's just smash.
I love it. That sounds perfect.
It'll be fun.
Well, now there is an element of, strategy when it comes to parenting. You're a fairly new parent, right, Alan? And have you had to find some strategic ways to parent?
Yeah, you know, it's and if I had to be real honest with you, I would have to say that I've been more of an active father than a strategic father. And I think that's the one thing that a lot of dads struggle with. And, you know, there's not really a manual that comes with your kiddo whenever they come into the world. And it's just how do we go from being, you know, engaged and present in our child's life to being strategic and doing things intentionally? And it's actually not that big of a difference. They're just small things, small changes. And, you know, the real great news is that it doesn't take a lot to go from being an active father to being a strategic father. So we're inviting fathers on this journey with us. We're not perfect. No one on the tour is perfect by any stretch of the imagination, but we're all on this journey together of learning how to be intentional with our children and how to be strategic and how we go about things.
I'm talking to Alan Scott, and he is the vocalist that you hear on the song Waymaker that's being played here on WJTL. He has lots of other music, and you can find it at Alan Scott Music on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and other digital musical platforms. Alan Scott. And, you know, if we can delve just a little bit deeper, I know that, maybe going back to 7 to 12 years of age for you is not a sweet time. But if you wouldn't mind going back with me for a moment and just giving us a look at maybe what one of these sort of events, the Born to be Brave event for fathers and sons from 7 to 12 years old, would have done for just for your heart.
That definitely strikes close to home. I mean, I came out of a family that was very broken. There are divorces in my family. And so that father figure was not in the picture. He was lacking. This is one thing that, and this is why we've been really trying to be careful about how we say things when we're talking about this event, because it's not just for dads and their sons, it's for also father or for sons and maybe a father figure. And in my life, in that age, you know, 7 to 12, I was really craving that. And so, and an event like this, I mean, some of the things that we're talking about, you know, what is God's definition of bravery? I feel like I needed someone to show me what manhood looked like and what bravery looked like. And God eventually did bring those people into my life. But an event like this, where I could connect with a father figure, and hear simple things from God's truth about what it means to be a man in our society, it's just very, very powerful. And I'm very excited about some of the things we're going to be talking about. Which in the life of a young guy, you know, if you're like in middle school, you know, the labels that we wear, what kind of things are we believing about ourselves that aren't true? And how do we change believing lies about ourselves? Like, maybe I'm not fast enough, or maybe I'm not athletic enough, or, you know, I'm not smart enough to believe in the truth about who God says we are. And God says that, you know, is strong in us, and through him we can do all things. And so we really want to build up and encourage, not, you know, the sons. We also want to build up those father figures and those dads, because I think a lot of what we're talking about, even though it's geared towards 7 to 12 year old, is also going to apply across the board to dads.
I love what you said. We're believing lies that aren't true. And I feel like if we don't get a hold of that as a child, I mean, I have some of those lies that I still hold on today as an adult woman. I just won't let go of lies that are untrue. And I have to check them all the time. And I feel like if we can start with the youth that age, you know, I was talking about being there with my daughter, the 7 to 12 year old girls event with the Born to be Brave. And, you know, it was so valuable to be able to see her as somebody who needs that kind of direction. And, you know, I feel like we have a great home thing going on. You know, I feel like a good family. I feel like, they still need it just as much. They still need it. There was a quote. I'm talking to Alan Scott. of the Alan Scott Band. He's part of the Born to be Brave event. You can find out all the details about the Born to be Brave event at the Junction Center tab at WJTL.com. It's happening this Saturday night at 6:30 here at the Junction Center at Landis Hall. There was a quote in a magazine that I read. It says, it featured a quote from you. It says that God gives his children a completely new identity, not based on their performance, but based on what he did on the cross. And your quote is, he can and will do exceedingly above all we can ask, think, or imagine. He picked me up out of the gutter and gave me a new life. And it was because of his goodness and his faithfulness. My situation seemed impossible. In my own life, I have learned that God is faithful and completely able to save and restore those who come to him. He makes a way where there is no way. That's a quote from Alan Scott, the author of Waymaker, the song that we're playing here on WJTL. He has made a way for you, hasn't he, Alan?
Yes, that's absolutely true. You know, in my past, I've definitely worn labels that were not true. And my, you know, a little bit of my background, I was a loser, a liar, a thief, and, you know, came out of that broken home. I was in multiple drug and alcohol rehab centers and jail. And what I found was that, when I asked God to help me, to save me, he responded. And he wasn't being good to me because of my goodness to him. He was, because I wasn't at the tail end of a winning streak when he found me, but he was being good to me because of his goodness. And that's powerful. I think that's powerful, especially even in the life of someone who maybe has been walking with God for a while, but maybe you feel like your performance has been less than perfect. Well, first of all, that's everybody, because no one is perfect. But the powerful thing is that God is not relating to us on the basis of how perfect we are, but he's relating to us on the basis of how perfect Jesus was, and Jesus was perfect. And so in God's eyes, we stand perfectly clean and favored. And so the good news is that we're doing better than we think we are, because Jesus in us is strong. And he has qualified us. And so, yeah, I mean, God is totally, he's been strong and powerful in my life, especially when I didn't deserve it.
Well spoken. Alan Scott of the Alan Scott Band. You can see the Alan Scott Band as a part of the Born to be Brave tour this Saturday at 6:30. Check out the Junction Center tab at WJTL.com, and make sure you follow Alan Scott. Follow him at Alan Scott Music on Facebook, and check out his music on multiple digital musical platforms. And before we let you go, currently you're a five-piece band, and it was great to see this this lyric video that included you guys in the studio. I think you were in a studio in Nashville, and you were just setting things up for the recording process, and all the while the music is playing, and it just allows us to get a sneak peek into the Alan Scott Band. Tell us, how are things for you guys as a band right now, and with your new EP getting ready to be out there in the hands of folks?
Well, yeah, we're excited. They've been great. We've been, over the last, since last October, we started, you know, the recording process, and then we actually wrapped up the recording process in February, and released the EP in June of this year. And it's been so awesome being able to travel to different parts of the country and share these songs with people. And some of the songs were written because of stories that we've heard along the way. And with our songs, we always try to be intentional about what we're saying. And we try to say something that's really going to be, that's going to encourage somebody. And I guess that's always our goal, is to really try to encourage people. And so when we get to travel and not just share the music, but also, you know, share our stories about how God has set us free, it's just cool to see how people, how we're able to connect with them. And that's really the exciting part about what we get to do, is connecting with people and hopefully encouraging them and in turn, they really encourage us when they share their stories with us.
Amen. You're listening to Alan Scott. You can follow him at Alan Scott Music on Facebook. And tell me, Alan, before I let you go, what are you currently listening to? What's in your iPod? What's in your cassette deck? I don't even know what the latest.
My cassette deck. Cassettes are going to come back someday.
Oh, yeah. I believe it.
But, what I'm loving is I'm loving the new Brandon Heath. What I do is I turn on Apple Music and I just turn on the Christian, some Christian indie and Christian hits. And I'm listening to Deep to Breathe. I'm listening to Brandon Heath. I'm loving. I like bands like Coldplay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just kind of I just like that emotional kind of hooey sound. So I guess I'm a junkie for emotional sounding music, whatever that means.
Now, it's funny you mentioned Need to Breathe. You know what? You remind me. I don't know if you've ever met the guys, but you look like Bear. Do you think you look like Bear from Need to Breathe?
Well, you know what? I don't think I'm up to his I'm definitely not as good looking as him, but I'll take it as a compliment.
It is. Thank you so much for being with us tonight. We're talking to Alan Scott, the Alan Scott Band, part of the Born to Be Brave tour. And that's going to be at the Junction Center at Landis Hall Saturday night at 6:30. Make sure you check out the Junction Center tab at WJTL.com and use this as an opportunity to come with your 7 to 12 year old son and fathers and father figures and come and really connect in ways where you can go back home and be a strategic father. Like Alan Scott said, it's just those little simple tweaks that we have to do from being an active father to a strategic father. And I can speak as a mom who went to the mom event, and it definitely empowered me. And so I'm very glad that this event is happening tonight. And you know, tonight, your first one happening here ahead, and we're the second one right here at the Junction Center Landis Hall, right? The brand new Born to Be Brave tour. I know it's gonna take off and be a fantastic opportunity for lots and lots.
We're excited. It's gonna be fun. I mean, that's one thing that one of the ways we're connecting with guys. We're just doing guy stuff, and it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be a night of meat crushing and explosions, but also a lot of cool God stuff.
I love it. That's Alan Scott of the Alan Scott Band. Please follow him at Alan Scott Music on Facebook and check out his new stuff. I could talk to you for the rest of the hour, but I'll save some for the stage this Saturday night. And thank you so much for calling in. We're going to go back to the music now with some Need to Breathe, as we've just spoken to them. And thank you for testifying here, Alan Scott. We're going to play that song, Testify, right here on WJTL.